It's time for Grapevine, coast to coast in Canada. Here's Don Cherry and Brian Williams.
And once again, coast to coast on Cherry's Grapevine on the air. You've been talking about Wayne Gretzky. You're going to talk about Walter today. I get a story about Walter Gretzky and Roger Clemens right after this.
Grapevine is brought to you by Subaru Canada.
I'm doing a Blue Jays game years ago, and the stands aren't open. The teams are taking batting practice. For some reason, I look up in the stands, and there are two elderly gentlemen with five or six look-to-be kids, about 13, 14, and they're being ushered out. And I thought, geez, that looks like Walter Gretzky. So I jump over the fence, I run up, and I say to the usher, and Walter's so humble, he would never say who he is. I said, this is Wayne Gretzky's father. I will take responsibility. Turns out these are blind children from Brantford, blind kids that Walter and a friend are bringing to a baseball game. Now, you can say what you want about Roger Clemens. I went down onto the field. I said, Roger, listen, that's Wayne Gretzky's father. He's got five or six kids from the Canadian National Institute for the Blind. Would you come and talk to them? Clemens climbed into the stands, walked up, spent probably 10, 15 minutes speaking to Walter, speaking to the kids. We then get Walter, his friend, and the kids up in the press box. They met Jerry Howarth in the play-by-play booth. And to tell you what kind of guy Wayne Gretzky is, about 3 weeks later, I get a personal letter from Wayne thanking me for what I did for his father and the blind youngsters from Brantford.
The GO Train and TTC just got tolerable. Sportsnet Magazine, now part of our unrivaled coverage online, on TV and on your radio, on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
And I'll tell you another story about Walter. I got asked, I would say 10 years ago, if I would go over and add something and stand in the penalty box and watch these little kids play lacrosse. So Walter and I, we signed autographs to help them out to get the league and everything. And Walter, he's what a great guy he is, I'll tell you. And we're signing autographs, and I love lacrosse. I'll tell you, that's a tough thing. That's how Gretzky, how he credits not getting hurt, but spinning away like they do in lacrosse. So after the game, Walter and I are walking out together. And this kid comes up and says, Don, who's the greatest hockey player in the world, Bobby Orr or Wayne Gretzky? Now I'm standing there and I don't know what to say. I mean, Walter, his dad's here. And all of a sudden I said, Wayne Gretzky is the greatest hockey player playing today. And Walter looks at me. He says, you know, Don, you'd make a good politician.